already discussed in the weekday Shiurim, the mitzvah of Moschitim, but because it's so important, I just want to touch on some aspects of Moschitim once again. The Rambam tells us at the beginning of Hilchos Pesach that anyone who's been in town for 12 months, a minhag is to give Moschitim. The later Achronim comment that it's not just a minhag, it's an actual halacha that has a source in the Yerushalmi. It's interesting to note, and many of the later Svarim, Rav Bitzal Jolti has this, and Rav Shlomo Warman, who just passed away this past year, also has this, that Moos Chitim appears in Hilchos Pesach. However, we would think that it should appear rightfully in Hilchos Tzedakah, because ultimately, what it is an obligation to give Tzedakah. You've been in town for this amount of time, for 12 months, or later Achram say, in Hilchos Tzedakah for 30 days, you give Tzedakah. How come over here, we have it in Hilchos Pesach? So this leads many to the Chiddush. Rav Jolti has this Chiddush that maybe Moos Chitim is not really a halacha in Tzedakah. Maybe Moos Chitim is fundamentally a halacha in Simchas Yom Tov. You see, the Rambam tells us famously that if I spend my Yom Tov and I eat and I drink and I rejoice and I enjoy the Yom Tov properly, but I don't glad in the hearts of the poor people, so zok the Rambam ein zeh simchas hakeres. That's only gustatory pleasure. That's not the real mitzvah simchas yontiv. Perhaps the idea of the mitzvah of Moos Chitim is that we want to fulfill simchas yom tov properly. How do I fulfill simchas yom tov properly? I fulfill simchas yom tov by making sure that I glad in the hearts of the aniyim, by making sure that I give Moos Chitim to them. It's a very beautiful idea. Certainly there's a lot of truth to it. However, if this pshat would be correct, so we'd expect that the mitzvah of Moos Chitim should appear in Hilchos Shavuos, in Hilchos Sukkos, not only in Hilchos Pesach. It seems to be a halacha in all Yomim Tovim. How come here we have it only in Hilchos Pesach? That's the question. Therefore it seems that the explanation that Rav Shlomo Warman, Zichron Lefacha, has, and he quotes in the Gra, might be even more correct. The Gra famously noted, and again, this is one of those comments in the Gra that's questionable. It's in his Sefer and Chumash, which famously there is a Cherem in Vilna after the Gra point, after the Gra passed away, that maybe this Torah is not authentically of the Gra, but it's known as Torah of the Gra. Right? The Pasuk says, Matzos, Shivas Yomim Tocha Matzos, eat Matzos for 7 days. Then the Torah says, Matzos Yocheo is Shavas Yomim. First it says, for 7 days you eat matzos. Then it says, matzos should be eaten for 7 days. Now, what's the difference between you should eat matzos and matzos should be eaten? So the Gemara says that the Matzos Yocheo, the matzos should be eaten, refers to this aspect of Moos Chitim. I should ensure that matzos are eaten by others for 7 days. Now, the beautiful idea of this Gemara is that he also notes that the first time when the Torah says that you should eat matzos, the word matzos is spelled deficient, without a vav. The second time, matzos appears mali, with a vav. That means that when I ensure that you eat matzos, it has to be matzos mali. For me, myself, I can eat a smaller share, I can eat Reb Chaim Noah's share. But when you have to eat matzos, I should ensure that you eat matzos mali. This could hit at the idea that the Sefer Pesachei Tshuvos in the Reb Chaim comments that even though in Hilchos Tzedakah in general, I don't have an obligation to give Tzedakah, say you should fulfill Hidr Mitzvah. The Bir Halacha writes in Hilchos Chanukah that if I give you money to fulfill Mitzvah Chanukah, I give you money for one candle per night. That's it. One candle per night. The Ikar Mitzvah. However, when it comes to the Mitzvah of Moos Chitim, so it could be I have to give you money for matzahs that are Mishas Ktzira, matzahs that have hidurim and matzahs. What's the pshat? The pshat might be what we're saying, because it's a special halacha in matzah, matzos ye'achel, and it's matzahs that's mole, right? Complete matzahs, full matzahs, matzahs with ala hidurim. Maybe that's the aspect of Moos Chitim. There's a chiddush that some of the Achronim have based on this idea that if Moos Chitim is not halacha in Tzedakah, rather it's a halacha in Simchas Yontem, like Rav Jolti says, or it's a halacha in matzah, like Rav Warman says, so then we can contend that even a poor person has to give. You see, in Hilchos Tzedakah, a poor person only has to give a very, very minimum amount. A poor person gives a shlishus ha-shekel a-shana, a third of a shekel per year. However, when it comes to this halacha, which is not a halacha in Hilchos Tzedaka, it's halacha in Simchas Yontif, a halacha in Matzah. So even a poor person has an obligation, a matzos ye achel, an obligation to make sure that other people eat. Once again, I thank you for listening. Have a good day.